Welcome back to In the Moment. Visitors from India stopped in Rapid City to learn from the locals. The group of 9 young people are political leaders in India, all with different beliefs. They met with organizers and politicians as part of their tour across the United States. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
I'm China Lockett in the studio at the Black Hills Bureau with Nico Vihas and Tanvir Sadiq from the International Visitor Leadership Program. These two are Indian politicians. Welcome to the program today, guys.
Thank you.
Pleasure is all ours. Thank you for having us today.
And so can I get you guys to start by explaining your positions in India?
We are a group representing various political parties, where I come from a national party. I'm a general secretary and a youth leader there. And we also have, as they are not here, I would definitely like just take their names quickly. We have Dr. Lakshman, Mr. Sachin, Mr. Ronak, Mr. Raghav, Mr. Rizwan, Mr. Bhushan, and Mr. Vinay. And one more gentleman with us, who is?
Yeah, hi. My name is Tanveer Sadiq. I come from the north part of India. That's called Jammu and Kashmir. And I'm the advisor to the chief minister there. Started my career as a city councilman. Then went on to become the spokesperson, and now I'm the political advisor there.
So why are you guys in the U.S.?
Well, we've been chosen for the IVL program. We are a group of 9 people, and we've been chosen to see the culture of United States, see different parts of this great country. And we have been chosen from different fields. Like my colleague said, that we represent different political parties back home. And so we are from, India is a diverse country with different cultures, different religions. But, you know, we're very thankful to the IVLP program that they brought all of us together and to this country to see the diversity of this country. So before I finish, I really want to, say a big hello to South Dakota, say namaste, salam alaikum to everyone who's listening to this show. And thanks to you as well.
So can you tell us about the places you guys have been in the country so far with the International Visitor Leadership Program?
So we started with the capital, that's Washington, D.C., and then we went to North Dakota, right now in South Dakota, which is a very beautiful city, especially Rapid City. And after this, we are moving to Hawaii for a week. After that, Baltimore. That will be our last destination.
Can you give me a little bit of context of these visits?
See, as Mr. Tanveer said, I'm really thankful to IVLP. So we are learning not just political diversity, but also the similarity which both the countries are right now enjoying. And both the countries are definitely a natural ally, being when you observe both the countries, young leaders, not only just politics, from religion to social service to professionals, everywhere youngsters are coming up. So that's the best part. And definitely India and US are natural ally. But after this interview, India, US and China are natural ally when you are taking that interview.
Yeah, just to add to that, you know, let's say in terms of economy, India and the United States, the bonding is becoming really strong in terms of trade and commerce. So these are some of the things that are really helpful to both of the countries. Plus, you know, for us personally, coming from a busy Washington to North Dakota, and then traveling from North Dakota to South Dakota, in the middle meeting the Native Americans, has been one of the greatest experience for the whole team, and we have really enjoyed that to bits. And then coming to Rapid City, and then meeting some very important people here, people who are from the police department, people who are from different tribes. And then the best part is going to Mount Rushmore and seeing what, you know, we would always watch in the pictures. So these are some of the things that we really enjoyed. And that's why, you know, this really puts a great impression on our minds about how this country is run, how diverse it is. With Native Americans here, they're listening to their problem. It's a great experience.
And Tanvir, can you speak a little bit to how the politics in India and the United States differ?
Well, India is the largest democracy, and U.S. is the oldest democracy. I think that should put it in perspective. Now talking about India's politics, it's more of a democracy, like here, you know, you get elected, you have state legislature, you have the parliament, and in parliament, like, you have the Senate and the congressman. Similarly, there are member of parliaments in the Rajya Sabha, member of parliaments in the Lok Sabha. Lok Sabha are the people who are elected by the people, and Rajya Sabha are the people who are elected by the MLAs of different states. So you have close to around 29-30 states in the country who elect all these Rajya Sabha members, and then they make the parliament itself. So this is how it runs.
And how about the political parties?
There are close to around, say, 1,000 political parties there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, 1,000 political parties. But the main political parties are the Bharatiya Janata Party, which is the ruling one where Prime Minister Modi represents. Then you have Congress Party, which is represented by Madam Sonia Gandhi. Then you have regional parties across the country. Some of the regional parties, let's say there are close to around 60 political parties which are really into the news.
Yeah, which are centrally focused.
Right. And if you're just joining us, I'm China Lockett, and this is In the Moment, and I'm speaking to Nikhil Vahas and Tanvir Sadiq, and they are with the International Visitors Leadership Program. So one of the things you guys are learning about on your visit is you're focusing on the youth and civil engagement. Can you speak a little bit on that, Nikhil?
Yeah, definitely engaging youth today in politics is very important, because I consider small rivers, let it be social work or anything, finally ends up meeting oceans, which is politics. So engaging youth in politics, because when youngsters take the lead, they are not just liberal, but they are practical also. So that's why, and I really appreciate IVLP selecting this topic, where engaging youth, especially when we come from such a very diverse ideology and we are here together for 3 weeks. So that really will help all the countries, especially India and US, to lead world to make it a better place to live.
Another one of your guys' focuses is civil activism and how it impacts politics. Can you speak a little bit on civil activism in the United States and on India and how it differs?
Yeah, definitely. See, civic activism, especially when you see from the youth's eye, not just demanding, but now youth should also focus on policy making. And we have Mr. Ronak with us, who is leading a program which engages youth in civic activism.
All right, so Tanvir, how much have you guys been following the news since you've been in the United States? And what kind of things, I guess, surprise you?
Well, we've been following news about United States even back home. But coming to this part of the country and looking, for example, let's go into the specifics. We came to North Dakota and we heard about this pipeline protest. It is something that we did read about. We did read about the protests and how the Native Americans have their own reservations about it. But then firsthand going there, meeting those people and listening to their demands and why did they protest and what exactly they wanted. So it makes a huge impact on what you hear, listen, what you read in the newspaper, and firsthand going to the part where the protest was. So it definitely helps us. We're talking about the news, definitely the news that President Trump usually tweets, that always comes in the news, or Hillary Clinton. These are some of the news that are followed across the globe, and India is no different. We follow whatever happens in the United States, how politics works. This is some of the things that we back home follow.
And actually, part of your guys' program, I believe, is studying the effects of media on politics. So, Nikhil, can you tell us a little bit about what you've learned?
Definitely, especially India and US have both seen the impacts of media as well as social media in politics and campaigning. So, in fact, throughout this tour, we are more focusing on both the elections of Mr. Obama and Mr. Trump, how media was impactful. Similarly, we have there also with both the elections were focused more on media and social media. So one thing is sure, people at times blame that media is biased or media is not biased. But one thing is sure, youth today has an alternative in the form of social media.
Yeah, just to add to that, you know, social media has become such a strong tool in the hands of youngsters, the younger generation, that the older generation, which believed in the conventional methods of going in the newspapers, and have totally changed their perspective about it. Now, youngsters, through the medium of social networking, let's say Twitter, let's say Facebook, Instagram, they express their feelings through that, and that definitely has an impact on the ground, and then people definitely come and listen. For example, let's say President Trump, if he has to say something, he doesn't need a press conference to get all those media men together. He just has to tweet, and it's news all over the world. I mean, this is the power of the social media today.
All right. And so Tanveer, who have you guys met with so far in the United States?
Oh, we met a host of people, right from the people in the State Department. We met professors.
Political strategists.
We have a list of, and this program has been so tied up. So we have met close to around 20, 25 people here, and people of eminence, people who really contribute to the society, people who contribute in their different fields. We met a Republican committee, a young lady who works with the Republican committee.
The content making of
content
that.
Making the digital making there, and then we met a few people from the Democrats.
And yesterday we met Mr. Steve Jarring,
who's
a professor in Howard University,
yeah.
And how his political strategies help not only this country but more than 20 countries.
And you know, the best part, that he has worked in India with a political party, been a strategist there, Steve Jarring. I mean, these are people who really have a lot of experience, and whenever you have an opportunity of meeting these people, it always helps you in your future knowledge.
And what do you plan to do with this information when you get home?
See, we are trying to match every situation, and it's a huge learning experience. When we meet tribe, we try to connect with our tribes. So when we go back, we are definitely going to discuss, and we are going to learn, and we're going to share with our other party men and the citizens. But one thing is definitely, which what I have personally experienced, India and US relations have really, really improved. And credit goes to both the sides, both the countries for that.
Let's look at it in a different way. We are 9 young politicians from India. Hopefully, in the next 10 years, we'll be there at an important position in the decision making. So definitely, this IVLP program will definitely help us to see how the foreign relations between India and United States have can really prosper. And all these meetings that we have, it will definitely help us. And of course, what we read in the newspapers, say, for example, you have a negative news about United States. But now that we have come here and we know what North Dakota, South Dakota, Rapid City, Washington, Hawaii, Baltimore, how these people work, we have first-hand experience. So, of course, we will be in a position to make decisions with regard to the relations between two countries.
All right, awesome. And is there anything that I should have asked but I didn't?
I will just like to end up my thing by saying one thing. I'll appeal to all the youth throughout the globe. Yes, express your views on social media, express your views on media, but on the election day, do cast your vote. Because that reflects your views in real sense, because that is going to make your policies. So what I have observed is youth definitely is active on social media, but on the election day, I want them more active.
All right. Thank you, Nikhil.
Yeah, just want to thank the people of South Dakota, people of Rapid City. Amazing people, very forthcoming, very hospitable. We had a great, great experience right from North Dakota to South Dakota. Now, because this program is confined to South Dakota, I would thank each and everyone, the resident of South Dakota and Rapid City, for giving us a great opportunity to meet them, meet whatever numbers we met. But it's been a great experience, and we hope to come here again and meet all these beautiful people again.
So Dakota, from all the 9 young leaders from India, a big, big dhanyavad. That is, thank you.
All right, Nikhil, Tanveer, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you guys have a great trip.
Thank you. Thank you, China. Thank you for interviewing us. Thank you so much.
You.